the rest of the story. If your dentist is left-handed, so is his equipment. Think about it. There's no other way. But now try to imagine what it was like for Charles. Charles was born and reared in Kansas City, Missouri, enrolled in the Western Dental College almost 70 years ago. His father had always wanted him to become a dentist, and Charles did prove to be an eager student, but there was just one thing. Charles was left-handed, beginning dentistry in the days prior to the widespread manufacture of left-handed dental equipment. At first, this seemed like no big deal to the industrious 19-year-old. He would simply work a little harder than the others in his class, practicing to master the uncomfortable right-hand positions of his instruments. And for a while, Charles did rather well. Though he couldn't quite get the hang of making caps, his college instructors applauded his inlays. Perhaps he had beaten this misfit system after all. But then, came the point in his dental education when he would be required to work on real live patients. The Western Dental College had a free clinic, which served the dual purpose of aiding the poor and training its students. Those who could not afford dental care were welcomed there, while the college's aspiring dentists, under supervision, got some valuable experience. Charles was confident that he would work it out all the way. He was not concerned when his name was called. Routine extraction, the instructor said. Charles nodded, turned to his first patient, already comfortably reclined in the chair. Charles Guinea Pig was a young man, still in his 20s, very tall, very tall. The fledgling dentist smiled and attempted to relax him. He cautiously smiled back. Charles picked up the forceps. "Now remember," said the instructor calmly, "just turn your wrist and extract the tooth as you would twist the cork from a bottle." Well, Charles swallowed hard. The reality of the situation was starting to get to him. Nonetheless, he asked the patient to open wide, carefully inserted the forceps, grabbed hold of the bad tooth. The patient winced. So did Charles, but it was too late now. The instrument was already poised inside the fellow's mouth. There was no turning back. It was a lower tooth, a molar. Slowly, Charles twisted the forceps, pulled upward. The patient followed. I mean, the whole patient began to rise out of the chair. Now Charles was really nervous, but he didn't let go. He was too far into this thing to give up. And then over his shoulder, he heard the instructor's voice again. The chair was set too high for the tall patient. It had to be lowered, but by now Charles had pulled the unfortunate gentleman so far out of the chair that he couldn't reach the lever with his free hand. Well, Charles did manage to extract that tooth. Eventually, in the midst of much laughter from the onlooking dental students, he did manage it. And only after he had entwined himself around the patient most ungracefully. The problem? Southpaw Charles, in his anxiety, had taken the right-hand instrument in his left hand. Well, that first clumsy, embarrassing experience with a live patient proved to be Charles's last. That day, he gave up. Gave up dentistry, much to the chagrin of his hopeful father, turned instead to the summer job which had financed his dental education, playing baseball. For you see, Charles, the would-be dentist who never was, because he was left-handed in a right-handed profession, dropped his first name, changed it to the abbreviation of his hometown, Kansas City, Missouri, called himself K.C. K.C. Stengel. Baseball's K.C. Stengel. And now you know the rest of the story.